For I have become death, the destroyer of worlds. Chapter 1. Black Mountain, North Carolina, 2:30 EDT. John Matherson lifted the plastic bag off the counter. "You sure I have the right ones?" he asked. Nancy, the owner of the shop, Ivy Corner, smiled. "Don't worry, John. She already had them picked out weeks ago. Give her a big hug and kiss for me. Hard to believe she's 12 today." John sighed and nodded, looking down at the bag stuffed with a dozen Beanie Babies, one for each year of Jennifer's life, which started 12 years ago this day. "Hope she still wants these at 13," he said. "God save me when that first boy shows up at the door wanting to take her out." The two laughed, Nancy nodding in agreement. He was already enduring that with Elizabeth, his 16-year-old, and perhaps for that and so many other reasons as well, he just wished that he could preserve, could drag out just for a few more days, weeks, or months, the precious time all fathers remember fondly, when they still had their little girl. It was a beautiful spring day, the cherry trees lining the street in full bloom, a light shower of pink petals drifting on the wind as he walked up the street past Doc Keller's office, the antique stores, the new, rather gothic-looking art gallery that had opened last month, the usual curio shops, and even an old-style ice cream parlor at $1.50 a scoop. Next up the street was Benson's Used and Rare Books. John hesitated, wanted to go in just for a few minutes, then pulled out his cell phone to check the time. 2:30. Her bus would be rolling in at 3, no time today to go in, have a cup of coffee, and talk about books and history. Walt Benson saw him, held up a cup, gesturing for John to join him. He shook his head, pointing to his wrist, even though he never wore a watch, and continued to walk up to the corner to where his Talon SUV was parked in front of Taylor's Hardware and General Store. John paused and looked back down the street for a moment. "I'm living in a damn Norman Rockwell painting," he thought yet again, for the 1,000th time. "Winding up here." He never imagined it, never planned for it, or even wanted it. 8 years back, he was at the Army War College, Carlisle, PA, teaching military history and lecturing on asymmetrical warfare and waiting to jump the hoop and finally get his first star. And then, two things happened. His promotion came through, with assignment to Brussels as a liaison to NATO, a rather nice posting to most likely end out his career. And then Mary had returned from the doctor's several days after the promotion, her face pale, lips pressed tight, and said 4 words. "I have breast cancer." The commandant at Carlisle, Bob Scales, an old friend who had stood as godfather for John's Jennifer, understood the request he then laid before him. John would take the promotion, but could it be to the Pentagon? It had placed them nearby to Johns Hopkins and not too far from Mary's family. It didn't work. Cutbacks were hitting as it was. Oh, there was great sympathy from upstairs, but he had to take Brussels if he wanted the star, and maybe a year later they'd find a slot for him stateside. After talking to Mary's doctor, John resigned. He would take her back home to Black Mountain, North Carolina, which was what she wanted, and the cancer treatment center at Chapel Hill would be nearby. Bob's connections were good. Remarkably good, when John first mentioned Black Mountain. A single phone call was made. The old boy network, though disdained as politically incorrect, did exist, and it did help at times when needed. The president of Montreat College, North Carolina, in Mary's hometown, did indeed suddenly need an assistant director of development. John hated development and admissions work, but survived it until finally a tenure-track professorship in history opened 4 years back and he was slotted in. The fact that the president of the college, Dan Hunt, owed his life to Bob Scales, who had dragged him out of a minefield back in 1970, was a definite mark in John's favor that could not be ignored between friends. Dan had lost his leg. Bob got another of his bronze stars for saving him, and the two had been buddies.